Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good evening from John Field Gymnasium. Let's down on courtside where assistant coach Steve Cheeseman is talking about tonight's Pink Out Night.
Davis and Dr. Sherwin Perango for their support and for sponsoring this event. Tonight we honor and remember Coach Jason Gray. Coach Gray served as a Streaks assistant coach during the 2008-2009 basketball season. Jason passed away in the spring of 2009 after a courageous battle with cancer. Coach Gray loved people, and he loved basketball. He touched all those that he encountered and left a lasting impact on our basketball program. We think of him often and remember him fondly tonight. We would like to welcome Coach Gray's wife, Katie, his son, Zeke, and his family. Thank you for coming tonight.
Now public address announcer Gary Mitchell with tonight's pregame announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineups for the Rock Island Rocks. A six-foot sophomore guard, number three, Trey Siegel. A five-foot-five sophomore guard, number five, C.J. Carr. Six-foot-four senior forward, number 20, Markel Beasley. 5'10" junior guard, number 21, Brian Richardson. And a 6'8" senior forward, number 32, Denzel McCauley. Assistant coach is Mr. Rod Leatherman, and the head coach for the Rocks, Mr. Tom Siegel. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6-foot junior guard, number 10, Thompson. Kendall Thompson. 6'1" senior guard, number 12, Ross Lamont Ross. 6'2" senior guard, number 20, Johnson, Chad Johnson. 6'3" freshman forward, number 32, Gibson, Grant Gibson. And a 6'5" junior forward, number 40, Carl, Ryan Carl. The assistant coaches for the Streaks, Mr. Rob Williams, Mr. Eric Smith, and Mr. Steve Cheeseman. And the head coach is Mr. Mike Reynolds. Managers are Ms. Hannah Hawkins and Ms. Chelsea Wiegand. And I will turn the mic back over to Coach Cheeseman.
All right, well, we won't bring you that, but presentation of the game ball coming up, and they're going to bring Zeke Gray out for a ceremonial opening toss in the midcourt circle to get tonight's game underway. So he toddles on out there and tosses it over to Joe Thompson to get tonight's game underway.
That's nice. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. That is a really neat gesture.
Tonight, Silver Streaks are going with a different starting five, and real briefly we'll update you on the Quincy Moline game. The Blue Devils have scored the first 7 points of the game up at Wharton Fieldhouse. 2 minutes in, they lead Moline 7-0. We'll talk about Moline as we go along. But the Silver Streaks tonight, Chad Johnson back in the starting lineup. Kendall Thompson gets the start tonight. And in the midcourt circle, Ryan Carl gets his first start of the season since back in game one. And he jumps center with Denzel McCauley, and the Rocks win the tip. Rock Island 11-10 on the season. first place in the Western Big Six at 5-2, down the lane and a miss, and Carl curls his arm around the rebound after Markel Beasley drives the lane and can't get the shot to fall. Ryan had a career game last week at Quincy. Here's Grant Gibson down low with a turnaround jump, comes up empty, and Brian Richardson gets the rebound, leads the break to the other end, all the way to the basket, and draws a foul.
Rock Island showing their quickness on the first two possessions and their aggressiveness going right at the basket. Richardson going to get a couple of free throws here. Last trip down, there were some bodies on the floor, and Ryan Carl did a nice job just to get the rebound with all the people he was having to step over the top of in there. Plus, he's got to keep his eye on Denzel McCauley. And what, you look at McCauley out there, he looks like an NBA player. I mean, yeah. He is just a physical specimen.
First free throw missed by Richardson. The foul, by the way, on Ryan Carl. Just 30 seconds into the game. McCauley's not even down low for rebounding. He's waiting back in the Silver Streaks front court after this second Richardson free throw. It's up and in, and Rock Island scores the first point of the game.
Well, let's hope we get our first point before the girls did last night. Although I had confidence that they would rally to win, but that was a tough start, waiting until the 32nd mark of the first quarter to score.
Well, they missed their first 19 shots, yeah. Was it? Here's Lamont Ross for three. Well, there you
there
go.
We
he
go.
Knocks it down from the outside. Silver Streaks are happy to be back home again. Played four straight games on a Saturday, Monday of the Martin Luther King holiday weekend, but haven't had a conference game since early December. And now a travel called out high as Brian Richardson, guarded defensively by Chad Johnson, picked up his pivot foot. So a shaky start for the Rocks. And the Silver Streaks try to build on an early 3-1 lead. Sophomores lost tonight 60-50. They're 6-13 on the year. We're a minute into the varsity game here. Ross into the front court to Chad Johnson. Bounces it into the corner. Gibson shoots the three off the back of the rim. And the rebound to C.J. Carr for Rock Island. All alone in the paint. Littlest guy on the floor. Jukes Kendall Thompson out high. Dishes it right side into the corner. And a three down for Brian Richardson.
A high arching three. That took forever to come down. And when it did, it curled the net. It was perfect.
So a six-point turnaround. The Gibson miss on the Streaks end. And the three-pointer at the other end for the Rocks, who lead 4-3. Johnson left alone on the outside. He passes up the open shot, though. Minute and a half into the game. 4-3 Rocks. First place team in the Western Big Six against the last place team. Here's Thompson for three. That one's off the back of the rim. And the long rebound out to Markel Beasley for Rock Island.
I'll take that shot a few more times. Kendall missed it there, but he's our best percentage three-point shooter. I'd like to see them leave him open all night. I think he'd hurt him.
At the top of the circle, Beasley. Gibson backs off him. Left side, and a travel called on Denzel McCauley. Stutter stepped on the left wing, trying to lose Ryan Carl on the outside, and the Silver Streaks have it right in front of their own bench. No warm-up jerseys tonight for Galesburg. The boys wearing the pink t-shirts that were for sale as the cancer fundraiser tonight, wearing Streaks with the pink ribbon on the front, and the white jerseys with the pink numbers also to honor and benefit cancer research. Gibson on the outside, lofts it out to Marcus Ross, dribbles it back out to the volleyball line. 4-3 Rocks, Silver Streaks with the ball, 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. Ross works his way left over to Kendall Thompson, and an illegal screen set away from the ball. That'll be the second foul on the Silver Streaks, and the first turnover of the game goes against Grant Gibson.
Well, Grant Gibson got a little bit of exercise early tonight at halftime of the sophomore game. He and Marcus Ross put on the officials' whistles and did the future Streaks game. I think between the two of them, they only blow their whistle about three times, but they were out there.
Yeah, they didn't exactly wear themselves out, did they?
No, they didn't put anybody in the bonus in that game, that's for sure.
4-3, Rocks with the ball in a one-point lead. C.J. Carr, the 5'5 sophomore in the backcourt, walks it across midcourt. Works his way left around a tough screen from McCauley. Now shoots the three, and that's off the front of the rim. McCauley with a rebound, dribbles it back out, and Carl chases him out there. Now they dump it back into the inside. Beasley pump fakes left, double clutches right, and throws it over the rim. Lamont Ross with the rebound into the front court. Thompson across midcourt, right side Aslan Butler into the game. Fakes, drives baseline, cut off on the low blocks. Out to Carl for three. Got
Woo!
It!
Ryan Carl fires it up. We've seen both Gibson and Carl shoot some shots that they don't normally take. Carl gets it down, and the Streaks are up.
Carl had eight down at Quincy, a game in which he played really well, and then got into some unfortunate foul trouble. Here's a shot from the left corner, and that rattles through for Denzel McCauley. And it's all of a sudden a battle of the big men shooting from the outside. 7-6, Rock Island by one. Butler into the front court, breaking the Rock Island press. Here's Carl at the free throw line, has it knocked out of his hands. Knocked away and picked off by Carr. Drives to the other end, and a basket by Richardson and a foul. A chance at a three-point play, and Richardson has six of the Rock Island 9 points here in the early going.
Well, he is so quick to attack the basket. He's got good hang time, too. He's just 5'10", but he plays bigger than that and a very aggressive, confident player when he goes to the basket.
Foul on Kendall Thompson, his first. Third team foul on the Silver Streaks already, just 3.5 minutes into the game. And Richardson makes the free throw. 7 of Rock Island's 10 points. Biggest lead of the night now for the Rocks at 10-6. Approaching the midpoint of the first quarter. Carl in trouble in the backcourt. Gets off to Kendall Thompson, who brings it across midcourt. Now down the left side and blocked away by McCauley. Aslan Butler picks up the loose ball. Double pumps. Puts it up off the glass too strong. Trace Siegel with the rebound for Rock Island.
Well, you can see that block from McCauley coming 30 feet from the basket when Kendall headed that way.
Down low, McCauley pump fakes, gets Carl to bite on it, but he traveled with it. That's the third turnover on the Rocks.
Yeah, if we didn't get the travel call, that was going to be a foul because McCauley got knocked to the floor on the shot attempt, but apparently shuffled his feet ahead of that.
So the Streaks back on offense, down four, just under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Sophomores fell by 10 tonight. Tomorrow's Sweetheart Swirl at GHS, the line of the royalty court at halftime. Left side, Kendall Thompson drives in baseline, dishes it out right corner. Butler now back out to Gibson, tries to pass it away. It's stolen away. Here's Rock Island on the run. Richardson at the other end gives it off to Carr, flips it up and in off the glass.
When you're 5'5", you learn to do shots like that. You don't get a shot off unless you can be pretty crafty up and under, and that's exactly what the little guy was right there.
Now on the left side, Thompson into the corner. Gibson for three. Got it.
Needed that. Big time needed that.
All three baskets for the Silver Streaks in the game are from behind the arc. Galesburg down 12-9. Gibson, Carl, and Lamont Ross all with three-pointers. Now McCauley to answer. He does it again. His only two shots, the big guy shooting from behind the arc. And the Rocks lead 15-9.
Played our game up there earlier this year. Neither team shot very well. Of course, the Streaks were horrible with just 22 points, but both teams lighting it up in the first quarter here.
In the lane, Gibson hits inside the free throw line. Grant with five. Silver Streaks down four at 15-11. Silver Streaks scored only 22 points that entire game. They already have 11 here with 2:35 to go in the first quarter.
Maybe this will be like the Eisenhower game, 91-85?
Oh, sure. With 51 turnovers
in the game.
I hope
we can avoid that.
74 rebounds, was it? Here's Siegel with a long three. That's off the back of the rim. And Aslan Butler goes up high for the rebound, his second of the game. Galesburg down four with the ball. Thompson has it knocked away out high. Scramble for it in the lane. Rock Island dives for it, and that's going to go back Galesburg's direction. I think that would have been Rock Island's ball, except McCauley sprawled out on the floor for it, and he touched the ball on the baseline. So the Silver Streaks get a break.
Yep, Tom Siegel, head coach of the Rocks, unhappy that they touched that ball before it went out of bounds. He knew just what you had seen, Brad, that that was going to be Rocky ball.
Thompson to inbound from the left of his basket. Into Gibson, wide open for three, a little bit long, and the rebound pops out to Rock Island. Into the game, Rashawn Brown pulls down that board.
Thought he had that one. That was so close to going in.
Looked
right
good
on the
from our perspective,
yep.
Didn't it? Down the lane, McCauley. And he's going to get called for traveling again. And the way it negates his shot. That's the third time McCauley's been called for traveling. Three of their four turnovers now.
Well, as I always say, when you're that big, you take a stride and it looks bad.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not sure about that one, but we'll take it. Coach Siegel didn't argue for Rock Island. He's apparently used to seeing that from time to time.
Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 15-11. Galesburg down by four with the ball. Ross to Gibson, working his way right, hands off to Butler. Gibson trying to set the screen. They swing it around left to Kendall. Fakes right, drives left, dishes out. Ross for three. Got it!
Good choice by Thompson not to try and take it up with the big guy, McCauley looming. Kicked it into the corner, and Lamont two for two on three-pointers.
Streaks within one now at 15-14. Ross with six in the game. And we're down to a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Left side, outside. Richardson lobs it in. McCauley from 15 feet. A little bit long. Rebound. There's going to be a foul against Rock Island. Lamont Ross had position under the basket. But Rashawn Brown came down the lane, crashing into Lamont for the first Rock Island foul. And now Galesburg with a chance to regain the lead. First five possessions, or first five scores of the game led to alternating leads each time. But since Rock Island took a 7-6 lead, they've led the rest of the way. But now Galesburg down one with the ball, trying to get the lead back. 1:11 to go, first quarter. Gibson to the top of the circle. They leave him alone, and that one's off the back of the rim from three-point range. And now Gibson fouls, trying to chase down the rebound, running into Jacoby Julian. Yeah, big, now that's two fouls on Grant.
Big time foul there by Grant, trying to get after his long carom on the missed shot. Went up and crashed into the guy, so he'll have a seat.
And Austin Garnett replaces him. Garnett and Chad Johnson, both part of the royalty court. Chad Johnson was crowned today as the Swirl King.
All right, all that coming up tomorrow night, and fortunately no game. I don't think they ever make them do that double duty on a game day. Actually, they may have played an afternoon game once years ago on a Saturday. I'm not sure.
There's a travel on the right wing by Brian Richardson. Five turnovers on Rock Island. Swim team's at conference tomorrow.
Yeah.
They'll be back in time.
Wrestlers are at sectional.
Wrestlers are at sectional. Speech team is at sectional tomorrow.
But do they hold it in here, or is it in the cafeteria? Where do they? You don't know for sure either.
I believe it's in the gym.
Yeah, I didn't know how much decorating they had to do. But I know they used to.
Maybe it is the cafeteria. Yeah, I don't know.
That was years ago. I don't know if they still do it or not. They had the used to have that dinner in the cafeteria.
Right. Who's on the outside? Garnett hands off to Thompson. We're down to 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Garnett skips it out. Top of the circle. Carl for three off the back of the rim. Nice rebound. Reaching out. Markel Beasley with the long arms comes up with it. Silver Streak still trail by one here. 20 seconds to go. Rock Island with the ball. Trey Babers, a 5'8 junior, into the game at the point right now. With C.J. Carr getting a rest at the end of the first quarter. The Rocks spread it out to the corners with 10 seconds to go. Stepping in, cut off by the double team. Babers lofts it over left side. Quick pass down low. Quick shot up from the baseline. Won't go. And the rebound put back by James Jones. And that's the end of the first quarter. 17-14 Rock Island after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sharing the family's bathroom is just an annoyance of my past. Now I'm pampered like royalty in the new doggy spa at Thorns. Ear treatment, facial, pedicure, bobby panner shampoos make me smell delicious. Followed with a quick blow off with the Metro Force blow dryer. A professional look at a minimal cost. This place rocks.
For just $12, you get full use of the dog wash facilities and supplies.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
On at John Field Gymnasium, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks trail after one, 17-14. Galesburg has the ball to begin the second quarter. Kendall Thompson brings it across midcourt against Babers, tries to get it into Aslan Butler. It's knocked away from the backside, and Butler chases it down. Ross with it now in the midcourt circle. Lamont dribbles right, picks up his dribble, gets it into Butler. Garnett and Chad Johnson also into the game. This is Johnson with it now in the right elbow.
Duke, it went up to five.
Just underway in the second quarter. Left side it goes to Lamont Ross. Works his way back to the volleyball line. Silver Streak's trying to find a way to the inside right now. Backdoor cut to Chad, and it's blocked. Coming in from the weak side, Rashawn Brown knocks it loose. Jacoby Julian into the front court, gets called for carrying it. That's the sixth Rock Island turnover.
Well, the thing is, we've got to continue to attack the basket. There have been times, and I think the Rock Island game last year, that was earlier this year, one of the problems, we got some shots blocked, decided, well, we can't go inside anymore. Well, you know, you just go back at it again. I thought Chad had just held on to the ball there a little too long. If he puts the shot up initially, but he tried to hang on to it for a while, it gave the defender a chance to get up there and to get it.
Thompson on the outside. Galesburg down three. Still a chance to get within one or tie the game here. And now an illegal screen set away from the ball. Aslan Butler just cleared out Jacoby Julian from the low blocks, pushing him all the way out nearly to the high post.
Yeah, and there'll be some frustration there because I noticed Julian there toward the end of the first quarter and here leading off the second with Rashawn Brown, number 33. Both these kids are real physical. And, you know, you want to be physical back. You don't want to get pushed around, but it's easy to get frustrated and then get the foul. And now Rock Island with a horrible turnover, but good for us.
I guess.
Backcourt violation, Trey Babers, I don't know. He just picked up the ball and then took an extra step before he threw it. Nobody around him.
Wasn't anybody within 40 feet of it. Moline and Quincy tied at 13 after one quarter, so a slow start for the Maroons, falling behind 7-0 early, but they rebound to tie it by the end of the first quarter. Still no score from UT and Alamann. Just underway here in the second quarter. 1 minute gone. Galesburg down 17-14. Streaks with the ball. On pink out night, Thompson in the lane, forced it up and got it down. Almost looked like he was off balance. Had he not had a foot under him, I'm not sure he just would have sprawled out all over the floor, but somehow he got the shot off and knocked it through.
Only guy on the team that could make that shot.
Streaks down one. Left side, Julian skips it over right side, Babers. Johnson knocks it out of bounds. Rock Island will inbound it from just inside half court.
Babers going to check out. Didn't think he'd be in there too much longer after a couple of possessions here. C.J. Carr back in.
And now Trey Siegel as well as Julian sits down. McCauley on the floor as well for the Rocks with Markel Beasley and James Jones. Brian Richardson, the leading scorer in the game with 7, the only starter not on the floor for Rock Island right now. Rocks lead by 1, 6:20 to go. Stumbling and falling down, Jones somehow keeps the dribble. Now on the outside, Beasley. Top of the circle, C.J. Carr. Tries to lose Thompson on the outside, passes it back over to Beasley, drives in. Top of the circle it goes, Jones down to the left side, dishes off to Siegel. Now backing up, Beasley with it in the midcourt circle, gets it over onto the left wing. Driving in, Jones into traffic, Thompson steals it away. Kendall into the front court, doesn't have numbers, has the ball knocked away from behind. Saves it to Lamont Ross. Aslan Butler, left corner, in and out. Rebound, Johnson gets a hand on it, and another collision going for the loose ball rebound. And that'll be a foul against Chad, his first.
Really good hustle, though, by Chad Johnson trying to get after that. He bumped shoulders. One thing I really noticed, Aslan Butler in the quarter, his shot was significantly altered by McCauley, who came out. Not really so much. McCauley didn't even look like he was blocking. It was just one of those he came out quickly, and I think his size just kind of intimidated Aslan to where he took his focus off the basket and shot a flat one from the corner.
Streaks show a little full court pressure here. Rock Island breaks it. Richardson into the front court, lobs it in, and a dunk goes down from the right side. Beasley coming in on the baseline. Little backdoor alley-oop. They ran it beautifully, and that's their first shot of the second quarter, and it was a beauty. 19-16, Rocks by 3, under 5.5 minutes to go. Here's nearly stolen away by Carr, and instead a reach-in foul called. Kendall Thompson got careless on the dribble, and Mike Reynolds is berating Kendall right now for not protecting the ball better. Streaks were lucky that Carr got called for the foul because he was off to the races.
Oh, yeah. He had picked it clean, and he was going to have an easy layup, but we got the whistle there, so... Streaks down 3 with the ball. Let's see if we can tie it up here.
Ross bringing it in from the left side to the outside. Now all the way down the right side of the lane. Shot high up off the glass, but no good. Trey Siegel with the rebound. Here comes Rock Island leading by 3, looking for more. Hesitation drive in from the left side, but no for Brian Richardson. A fight for the rebound, a scramble, and sprawling out of bounds. Rock Island loses it and gives it back to Galesburg.
Great opportunity for the Streaks. They're playing pretty good ball here tonight. They're just down 3. Rock Island having some problems with ball handling with 8 turnovers here so far. And so got to look to spot up some guys for some clean shots as we got a whistle and a foul. Aslan Butler travels as across the lane. Yep.
So 5 turnovers on the Silver Streaks now. Just under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Pretty well played first quarter. Saw a lot of action at 17-14. Things have really slowed down here in the second quarter. Both teams with just one basket, and the turnovers mounting.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it is amazing, though. I know I've done a lot of these games, but the turning up the pressure and the intensity when the varsity team comes out. The defense is just so much different in these varsity games than the sophomore contests. It's night and day.
Now Siegel gets knocked down, driving down the right side of the lane. Somehow McCauley picks up the loose ball, turns, and just... flicks it up off the glass and in. 21-16, Rock Island by 5. McCauley has 8.
It's one of those that some guy makes playing horse with you. You just give him the letter. Say, I can't do that. Just take it.
Johnson on the outside. to the top of the circle, through the hands of Austin Garnett, saves it before it goes into the backcourt. Now Johnson with it, and he picked up his pivot. Nope, timeout called by the Silver.
Mike Reynolds felt a turnover on the way, I think.
I kind of felt it with him, quite honestly.
Full timeout.
4:10 to go, first half, Streaks down 5. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the WGIL button. You never know where the button spotter may be.
What's your name?
Angela Schmidt.
One envelope left. So what? You get to open that envelope.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. $500? Are you serious? Oh, my God. This is the first thing I've ever won.
Wear a button, win some cash.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At John Field Gymnasium, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. 21-16, Rock Island leads the Galesburg boys basketball team. 4:10 to go here in the first half. Chad Johnson, Ryan Carl back into the game along with Butler, Ross, and Kendall Thompson. Speaking of Kendall, saw his brother Brandon here tonight. Brandon's here. Ryan McElmurray.
I saw Ryan coming in.
Chad Thompson's here. Chad saw him earlier in the game. Said, you guys going to suit up tonight? We could use you.
Definitely.
They wanted to.
Chad had 15 again the other night for Sandberg.
I heard that. Streaks coming out of the full timeout. Carl inside the free throw line. Pump fakes. Can't get McCauley to bite on the fake. So on the outside, Ross will shoot the three.
You bet. You bet. Take that shot. When you're hot, let it fly.
3 for 3 from behind the arc for Lamont Ross. He has 9. Streaks within 2 at 21-19. 3:40 to go in the first half. Thompson bothering Carr in the backcourt. Now Carr lobs it in to Markel Beasley. Free throw line extended. Backs up to the top of the circle. 3:30 to go first half. Beasley drives right side, faking. Brian Richardson drives, pulls up, banks it in.
Heck of a job by Richardson. A quick move baseline. And Ryan Carr came over, put himself in great shape to draw the charge. Beasley quick enough to just take it right up and get it up and down without even touching Ryan.
Right side, Aslan Butler for 3. Got it! First basket of the game for Aslan, and the Streaks are within 1 again at 23-22.
Haven't seen the team shoot like this for a long time. It is good to be back home.
Carr trying to lose Thompson on the outside, now picks up his dribble, bounces it in. Driving around on the outside, Beasley cut off by Butler at the high post. Gets it out to Richardson, shoots a 15-footer, in and out, rebound, Butler for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg trying to regain the lead for the first time since early in the game. Ross dribbled it off his foot, and then his plant foot went out in front of him and stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, that's too bad because I thought he tracked it down, which was the hard part, but then his right foot, which was away from the ball, ended up towing the line. I thought he might get away with it. The official caught him, and Lamont knew he had.
Still no score from UT and Alleman, but a couple of teams battling it out that the Silver Streaks used to play in non-conference action. Streeter at Geneseo, 8-4 after one quarter.
Oh, how exciting.
Glad we're not that game. There's another turnover on. No, they're going to call a timeout. Coach Tom Siegel is upset with his team coming over. He calls a 30-second timeout. Yeah, I could read his lips from up here as a team. He was out there on the court in no time looking at those guys and coming over, and he said, what's that?
Mild-mannered Tom Siegel. We've seen him really upset twice in this first half.
2:27 to go in the second quarter. Silver Streaks trail the first place Rocks 23-22. Rocks at 5-2, Silver Streaks at 0-7, and everybody else in the conference at 4-3. So all the teams that are tied for second are playing each other tonight, and they're all watching this game with great interest.
You know, it's interesting. I think last year Tom didn't have to get that mad. He was more just trying to keep things under control in some of those big games. He was really a calming influence. But with this young team, I think they're a lot of times out of position, and he gets on them.
Siegel fakes, pulls up, misses a 17-footer. Ryan Carl gets his second rebound of the game. Ross. Carl on the outside, dribbles left, trying to get it off to Chad Johnson, does, sets the screen for Chad, now gets it over to Butler for 3, off the front of the rim. Trevon Diggins into the game, but CJ Carr gets to the rebound first. Into the front court, Rocks leading by 1, and now a foul on the floor against Trevon. That'll be the 7th team foul, and Carr is going to get a 1-1 here.
It's interesting distribution of fans in this one tonight, because the upper level to our right I think, may have more people or close to it than the lower level, the season ticket holders. It's about half full, and a lot of people coming just for the one game tonight. Don't you think it's kind of a different look to the attendance here?
Although the seats below us do flare out on the outsides, mm-hmm. over by us underneath and under the opposite balcony, and so the top not quite as wide there, so maybe it's pretty close to being even, though, I would agree. Carr makes one of two. Ryan Carl rebounds the miss, and we're under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Silver Streaks down by two, 24-22. They're 22 points, matching the output they got in the entire game up at Rock Island back in December, which was their first road game of the year. And it was brutal. Now Ross loses his man on the outside, drives, dishes into the left corner, out to Diggins. Now right side Butler couldn't handle the pass, gets it over to Ryan Carl in the right wing. Streaks had an opportunity there, but just not crisp enough ball handling. Now a bad foul by Brian Richardson coming from down low, trying to get out in Aslan's face, and he got too close. Picked up the third Rock Island foul of the game, but only a minute 25 to go in the first half, so Silver Streaks nowhere near shooting free throws at this point.
You know, you mentioned that the first meeting and how brutal it was offensively. I just got to thinking it was appropriate Ryan Carl hit the three-pointer to open this game for us, because if he hadn't hit a three in the final minute up there, we would have had 19 points.
Yep, and it was pretty late when he hit that shot, too.
It was.
Carl now backs up, gets it over to Lamont. He's
four
open again.
Oh.
And the three rolls around and falls out. Now Thompson ties up Trey Siegel on the rebound, and Kendall's going to get called for the reach. That's his second, and Siegel will shoot a one-and-one, and that's not the kid you want at the free throw line.
That shot from Lamont looked pretty good.
Sure
just,
did.
Just caught a little rim and rolled off, and actually Kendall Thompson got his finger in the net. They didn't call anything, but I wonder if had it gone through, if they would have been forced to call an offensive goaltending.
I thought the same thing. It would have been Kendall's not high enough to get up there for goaltending, but it certainly would have been basket interference. Siegel, of course, makes the first free throw. This kid can knock him down with the best of them in the league. Three-point Rock Island lead, a minute nine to go. Every time the Silver Streaks crawl back within one, Rock Island goes on a little bit of a run to pull back ahead. They've led by as much as six. That's back in the first quarter. Biggest lead here in the second quarter is five.
Learned long ago, never foul the coach's son.
Right side Butler on the wing. Streaks down four with under a minute to go in the first half. Butler out to Lamont Ross. Carl trying to set the screen. But Ross backing up toward half court now picks up his dribble. Carl comes out high for it. Still with it. Now hands off to Chad Johnson. Chad dribbles around to the top of the circle. Now Butler with it on the outside. Aslan with a high dribble. Might have got away with palming it there. Ross with it now at the volleyball line. Streaks haven't gotten it within 18 feet of the basket yet on this possession. Diggins runs baseline. Carl keeps it on the outside. Butler fakes, drives down the lane. Shot comes up a little short, but a blocking foul on Richardson. That'll be number two on Brian Richardson. 21.6 seconds to go in the first half. Let's see if Coach Tom Siegel puts him on the bench. And he will. If the broadcaster was aware of the situation, you know the coach is going to be aware of it. Get him out of there so he doesn't pick up a third foul so close to halftime. First trip to the free throw line tonight for the Silver Streaks. Aslan's first one is up and off the back of the rim.
Too much of a line drive. And you know, once we worked a little clock at the 21-second mark, I was thinking, well, maybe we better just pull it out and take the final shot. But then Aslan went ahead and penetrated, which is all right, because we're really not very good at that hold the ball for the final shot thing. Not real adept at that. So if you get an opening, take it.
And then miss two free throws. And Siegel deflects the rebound over to McCauley for Rock Island, and now they can hold for the final shot. Missed chance for the Silver Streaks to get some points on the board with the clock stopped. 26-22, down to 9 seconds to go. Bounce pass to McCauley on the outside. Coming out high for it, Beasley. Now left side Carr whips it down low to McCauley under the basket, then steps back, banks it in, and the Rocks lead by six at the half. They get a shot at the end of the first quarter, and a basket at the end of the second quarter as well. And it's 28-22 at the half. When we come back on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show, we'll give you some scoring updates from around the Western Big Six. Take a look at the individual scoring for both teams and a look at the team scoring as well, the team statistics for you, all coming up. We'll also talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show comes your way next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's a super time to update your home with beautiful new doors. Now during Menards Super Sale. Right now, all special order interior doors by Mastercraft are 11% off Menards everyday low prices. Choose from over 280,000 door combinations to find the perfect new style for your home. Plus, all special order entry doors by Mastercraft are 12% off. Check out the great deals on Mastercraft doors. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, this is Chris LeGros from WGIL. The Knoxville Athletic Boosters presents their 7th annual Booster Bash and 10K giveaway on Saturday, February 18th at the Knoxville American Legion. Admission is $5 per person, food, live music, and more. Tickets for the drawing are $100. Get more information at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Rock Island leads the Galesburg Silver Streaks 28-22. Pretty cleanly played first half. An enjoyable first half to watch. A little bit of flow to the game at times. After what we saw at Quincy last week, it's nice to see some flow in a Western Big Six game because that one didn't have it at all, especially in the second half. Here tonight, Silver Streaks had an early lead. It was back and forth. Rock Island scored the first point of the game on a free throw. And the Streaks scored, the Rocks scored, the Streaks scored, the Rocks scored, took a 7-6 lead, and the Rocks have led the rest of the way since taking that 7-6 lead, led by as many as six. It's six at halftime, 28-22. Streaks have been within one a couple of times, but just can't seem to get that possession where they can get the lead back.
Yeah, and they've been having some opportunities. I think they put themselves in good shape. They've been forcing some turnovers. Certainly our shooting has been, from three-point land at least, has been real good, which is great because inside we still can't hardly get a shot off against their size and leaping ability in there. But I thought we played a really solid first half.
Yep.
But, you know, we're outmanned at several spots athletically, and we've got to find a way to overcome that if we want to win this game. I think one thing we've got to do is not let them get the bonus ahead of us. This is our home court. We need to find a way to get to that free throw line and make them pay there.
Yes, absolutely. So let's take a look at the team statistics from the first half. Silver Streaks trail Rock Island 28-22. And the numbers, well, are fairly even, it seems like, Jim.
Yeah, the shooting percentage a little bit in favor of Rock Island. 14 out of 26, they're 53%. Galesburg just 8 of 21 for 38%. So actually the Rocks a little bit better even than I remembered from the field in this one. Actually, I'd make that 10 of 19. I don't know how I got 14 of 26. So 10 of 19. So still a little over 50%, just different number.
Uh-huh.
Rebounding edge, as you figure, to the Rocks. We've got them up 16-9 on the glass. And turnovers 8 for Rock Island, only 6 for Galesburg. I think if we can keep our turnovers at 6 again this half and get a little bit better foul situation, we've got a shot here tonight. Those, are to me, are the two keys.
Rock Island is winning at the free throw line, 5 out of 7. Silver Streaks have missed both of their two opportunities. And three-point shooting. Rocks didn't take a single three-point attempt in the second quarter. 3 for 4 for the game. They made 3 out of 4 in the first quarter and, again, didn't take one at all in the second quarter. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, have hit 6 three-pointers tonight already, 6 out of 14 from behind the arc. Take a break here on the halftime show, the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show, with the Rock Island Rocks leading the Silver Streaks 28-22. Individual scoring, Western Big Six Conference scoring updates, and a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. All still to come as the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Get a free small premium roast coffee with any purchase from February 13th through February 19th, only at McDonald's. Excludes dollar menu items. Participation may vary.
It really gives them their life back. It helps them to do the things they want to do without having to worry about embarrassing moments.
Jamie Way, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary, has helped individuals overcome incontinence issues and live lives without incontinence supplies.
It is pelvic floor training, so a lot of people kind of in the area, it's kind of a problem with urinary incontinence. We do exercises just like any other skeletal muscle. It can be strengthened, pelvic floor, to help with the urinary incontinence.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast is partly cloudy, windy, and bitterly cold with a low of 8 tonight. Wind gusts around 35 miles per hour. Wind chill readings negative 2 to negative 12 after midnight. Tomorrow, sunny and blustery with a high of 22. Tomorrow night, clear and cold with a low of 8. Sunday, we got some sunshine and a high of 29 coming to us. Sunday night, partly cloudy and not as cold with a low of 19. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 22 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
You heard Patsy Bates during the halftime break there, and her daughter Carly out here as part of the royalty court for Sweetheart Swirl. But the queen is Paige Klink, another daughter of one of our sponsors here with Galesburg Nissan, and Jeff Klink. Paige is the queen, as we mentioned earlier, Chad Johnson, the king, for Sweetheart Swirl Weekend. Comes up tomorrow. Here at halftime, Silver Streaks trail Rock Island 28-22. Look at the individual scoring in the first half. Denzel McCauley, the leading scorer, with 10 for Rock Island. Brian Richardson has 9. C.J. Carr with 3. Trey Siegel, Markel Beasley, and James Jones each have 2. Trey Babers and Jacoby Julian did not score in the first half. Rashawn Brown also did not score for Rock Island. For the Silver Streaks, Lamont Ross leads Galesburg in scoring with 9, 3 for 4 on three-point shooting. Grant Gibson had 5 but went to the bench in the first quarter when he picked up 2 fouls, so the Streaks miss him there. They'll be glad to have him back in the second half. Ryan Carl, Aslin Butler each with 3. Kendall Thompson had 2 in the first half. Chad Johnson and Trevon Diggins and Austin Garnett played but did not score for the Silver Streaks. The trail at the half, 28-22 on Pinkout Night, a Coaches versus Cancer and Cancer Awareness Fundraiser going on here at Galesburg High School. Let's down courtside, Jim Lee with Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, well, Steve, we feel like in a lot of ways you played a pretty good first half. What were your thoughts in the locker room?
We thought we played a really good first half. A couple things to shore up, like it's been the story the whole year. I mean, we're playing two away. That last 30 seconds, we missed 2 free throws, give up a layup on the other end. If we can shore up and play one possession at a time and make it like we're the battle of our life, we got a great chance here.
Is it possible for us to get to the free throw line more, or do you kind of shy away from penetrating because they are so athletic?
Well, we need to be aggressive and try to force fouls and get to the free throw line. We can't lose our aggressiveness here, both on the defense and offensive end. We got to drive when we have the opportunity.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick scoring updates from the Western Big Six. It's halftime up at Moline. Quincy held the Maroons to just 5 points in the second quarter, and the Blue Devils lead Moline 24-18 at the half. After one quarter, at Augustana College, United Township leads Alleman 13-8. Here, the Rocks lead the Silver Streaks 28-22, first place team and the last place team in the conference, but Silver Streaks giving the Rocks a tough battle here tonight. Of course, again, as we mentioned earlier, Rock Island just 11-10 overall on the season, so this is a team that's had its struggles, and they absolutely have to win to stay in first place in the Western Big Six at 5-2. and the other four teams other than Galesburg all at 4-3. Ready to start the second half. Rocks will have the ball. Siegel along with Carr, Beasley, Richardson, and McCauley. So the same five who started the game to start the second half for the Rocks here as well. 6-point Rock Island lead. McCauley in the lane, takes it right at Ryan Carl and puts it up and in off the glass. And Denzel McCauley has not missed a shot tonight, and it's the biggest lead of the game now for the Rocks, 30-22.
Yeah, he's getting to be a big problem in there. Well, as he should be. There's
and
a rebound.
Pulls down a rebound at the other end as Grant Gibson back into the game after sitting much of the first half with two fouls. Misses a shot from the high post. On the outside, Carr trying to drive in on Kendall Thompson. Sticks with him pretty well defensively. Now on the right side, bringing it inside the arc. Beasley pulls up from 17 feet, missed it. Rebound knocked away from Ryan Carl, and then he kicks it out of bounds, end of the basket, and the Rocks will hang on to it.
You know, I was thinking that McCauley might be physically, I mean, you talk about height and size. Another Rock Island Rock, Pete Michael, was similar in size. I mean, we've had a lot of tall guys show up in the Western Big Six, but a lot of times they're thin, and wow.
Whoa. Beasley just airmailed that one from the left baseline, two rows deep behind the Rock Island bench for a turnover.
You know, I'm going clear back to Pete Michael, and I'm trying to think. I mean, Rod Thompson was strong inside. He was 6'6", wasn't quite 6'8", but I can't think of many guys of this size that have played in this conference.
Outside to Ryan Carl for three, airballs. It comes up short. Gibson saves it along the baseline to Kendall Thompson. Back into the lane to Ryan, scoops it up and draws a foul. How about Grant Gibson giving the Streaks another opportunity on that one?
Now we're going to have to win it as usual with scrappiness and hustle plays and some good shooting. Ryan Carl will toe the free throw line, hoping for a better result than what Aslan had in his trip to the line in the first half.
Carl 9-for-12 from the free throw line in the season, 75%. He has 3 points tonight. First free throw is off the back of the rim, and the Streaks still haven't made a free throw tonight. Galesburg down 8, 30-22, just underway in the third quarter, 6:54 to go. Carl takes his time on the second one, puts it up and in. Ryan's got good form from the free throw line. You should feel pretty confident when he's there. Galesburg down 7. Little three-quarter court trap with Thompson in the backcourt. Now waiting at half court, and they get the pass away as Johnson and Thompson collapse on the passing man. Now he has it back. Richardson pulls up on the left wing, bounces it into the corner. Siegel, underhanded scoop in the lane. McCauley puts it on the floor, gets the shot up and rims around and drops through.
You know, every shot he has not been perfect tonight. He's had a lot of rim on a number of the shots, but everything that's gone up there has ended up through the cylinder.
Continue to build on their biggest lead of the game now, 32-23. 9-point advantage for the Rocks, and McCauley has 14. Down low, Ryan Carl. Doesn't have much confidence working against McCauley there. He kicks it out to Ross for three, and that's off the back of the rim, and the rebound on the weak side to Trey Siegel. He's got 4 rebounds in the game now. Into the front court quickly, and another bad pass. Nope, they're going to say it's off the Silver Streaks. I thought it was Richardson jumping up and trying to pass it through the lane. Apparently, Galesburg knocked it out of bounds. Here's Butler back into the game, replacing Johnson.
As is the case most years, Rock Island's rebounding, a big story in this. We've had only 2 second-chance opportunities in this one tonight. They clear the glass.
Lob on the inbound. McCauley right back to Richardson, who threw it in from under the basket, and a design play works perfectly. And just like that, the Rocks are up 11 with under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. So still a long time to go, but this is gut check time for the Streaks here right now. Galesburg coaching staff talks so often about the importance of the first 3 minutes of the second half. That's a basketball adage. Here's Butler driving in the lane. Has it knocked loose. Saved by Ross under the basket. Butler gets hammered going up for the second chance, and he'll get a couple of free throws.
Yeah, I had it as a blocked shot. I thought that Aslan put it up there, and
yep,
they swatted it. It wasn't McCauley. I don't know who got it. It wasn't Denzel. But, again, good scrappiness by the Streaks to get Aslan at the free throw line, and we need to start cashing in on every opportunity so we don't let Rock Island blow us out of here. They're already up 11.
Trey Siegel with the foul and another missed free throw. Galesburg 1-of-5 from the line, and Aslan, who came in at 70% on the season, is 0-for-3.
Well, and unfortunately, he's shooting his free throws now like a lot of his field goals, just too flat. These line drives, normally his free throws have a little more touch on them, but he's put some bricks up there tonight.
A little more arch on that one. Much, much nicer touch.
Yep, good backspin.
34-24, Galesburg down 10. Butler with 4 in the game, 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Carr brings it across midcourt, flips it over to Richardson, now right back to Carr on the right side. Makes the pass from the outside, now into the corner. Siegel brings it back out. Between the circles, Carr. Left side, Richardson, back over to Siegel. Fakes the three, steps inside the arc. 18-footer rolls off. Austin Garnett back into the game, gets his first rebound. Tough shooting night for the coach's son. Hasn't made a field goal. Siegel's only 2 points from the free throw line. Galesburg down 10 with the ball here. Gibson into the lane. Fake by Garnett. Works his way right. Cut off. Gets it out to Ross. Skips it over left side. Butler open for three, and that one's way long. Long rebound off the back of the rim. Beasley kind of tips it to himself. Leads the break. Gets it back from Carr. Lays it up and gets fouled by Kendall Thompson.
Game getting away from us now. Silver Streaks, who were shooting the ball well from three-point land in the first half, 0-for-5 from the field here in the third quarter. Yet to get a field goal. Rock Island in cruise control on the offensive end and up by 12, maybe 13.
Only 2 points coming from the free throw line for the Silver Streaks. 4:44 to go, still third quarter, to the free throw line and not finishing off the three-point play. Beasley with a miss. Gibson, good block out for his second rebound. Ooh, bad pass by Lamont, but Gibson got to it first. Now pulls up inside the free throw line, gets the shot to roll through, and the Streaks call a timeout. Down 10, 36-26, full timeout with 4:31 to go, third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
WGIL congratulates Linda Wharf of Galesburg, who won $40 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Halftime now at Augustana College. Alleman down 5 at the end of the first quarter. Has now come back to take a 29-21 lead over UT. They outscored the Panthers 21-8 in the second quarter. The Pioneers lead by 8.
Go figure, they're doing that without Hoogerwerf? That's just, this conference is amazing what some of these teams are accomplishing, or at least trying to, with their best players injured or whatever.
Yeah.
We're really the only healthy team in the conference right now, oddly enough.
Talking earlier before the game started tonight, there was some speculation as to whether or not the third of the big three for Moline, Timmy Wages, would play tonight. Apparently he is, and Moline has rallied back, down 6 at halftime. They now trail Quincy by 2 going into the fourth quarter.
Well, I guess Quincy's healthy as well, as far as we know.
As far as we know, yeah. McCauley kicks it out. Here's C.J. Carr. Pulls up just outside the free throw line. Line drive shot rolls off. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Beasley, apparently. I thought Aslan got up over the top of him and knocked it out. But the Streaks are going to get it back here. Down 10 with the ball.
Yeah, a lot of times in that situation, the officials will not call a foul on the man over the back, but they'll give it to the team with the position in front. We got a break.
And then Streaks turn it over. Aslan has it knocked away from the backside, trying to drive in. It's picked right back to Rock Island. Carr missed the last time down, but he hits this time for two. It's 38-26, Rock Island by a dozen. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Ross into the front court, trying to drive on Richardson. Cut off, dishes it back out to Kendall Thompson on a bounce. Down to the baseline, Austin Garnett. Faked from the baseline, drives, dishes it out to Butler for three. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound, Brian Richardson.
That feels like we're farther behind than 12 right now. But it may be more than that if we don't find some offense here pretty quick.
On the outside, Richardson. They back off him. Now right side into the corner, Siegel. Now quick pass, dumped down to McCauley. Misses the shot, but a foul on Aslan Butler will be his second. Good ball movement by Rock Island, especially on the interior there. A couple of quick touch passes. Found a good look down low to McCauley.
Well, so even though McCauley missed one there, it won't go down as a miss because he got fouled, so that negates the shot attempt.
Two team fouls on the Streaks, 3:17 to go, third quarter. McCauley 6-for-6 from the field in the game, 14 points. His first free throw is off the back of the rim. So he missed one there. Put him at the line more often, right?
Hack-a-shack, right?
Talked about that Streeter Geneseo game earlier that was 8-4 at the first quarter. It's 18-12 at halftime. So they picked it up a little bit in the second quarter. Here, the Streaks trail by 13 as McCauley makes a second free throw, 39-26. Galesburg has only 4 points here in the third quarter. At 22 at halftime, matching their total game output up at Rock Island back in December. But the offense has slowed down here in the second half for the Streaks. There's a bad pass by Garnett trying to loft it over everybody on the skip pass. Rock Island picks it off. Now Siegel bounces it back out to Carr. Trevon Diggins back into the game, trying to pick things up defensively against Carr, trying to match his quickness.
You just can't loft anything in this league. You just, it's not going to move.
Bad pass now by Rock Island. Siegel got caught up in traffic, and he tried to bounce it through the lane, and the Silver Streaks were there to take it away. Galesburg down 13 with the ball, 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. Chad Johnson on the right side, top of the circle. Grant Gibson, low pass. Good job by Lamont to get that one. Now Trevon pulls up from 15 feet, and it's off the back of the rim. Rashawn Brown comes in for the rebound. Now quickly driving at the other end, McCauley gets hammered going to the basket, and Trevon did a good job getting him hard so he didn't get the easy layup. That's his second foul, third team foul on the Streaks. McCauley right back to the line where he made one of two a moment ago.
I tell you what, that was really something, seeing McCauley standing there next to C.J. Carr. It looked like in the NBA with the Bogues, Muggsy Bogues. Remember?
I was thinking Spud Webb, but yeah, that works just as effectively.
They'd have him stand next to one of the big centers, and it's
Manute
Bol
or something like that.
Yeah. But Carr, I mean, my gosh, he looks like he's about 10 years old next to McCauley at 6'8". That's really a stark contrast. Wow.
McCauley again misses the first free throw, but he's got two here on the shooting foul. 2:16 to go, third quarter. 39-26 Rocks, and he missed the second one. Barely to the front of the rim. Good box out by Ryan Carl for the rebound. Like I said, foul him. 1 of 4 from the line. He hasn't missed a shot from the field. 2:05 to go, third quarter. Inlet pass to Gibson at the high post right. Still with it. Now dribbles left once. Gets it off to Lamont Ross. He'll back up outside the top of the arc. Gets it over to Diggins. Saves it on the sideline. Bounces it down low to Gibson. Trying to post up. Turnaround. Fadeaway. Short. Rebound. And a foul on Ryan Carl, coming over the backside of Rashawn Brown pretty hard. That'll be the second foul on Ryan.
Yeah, interesting. You don't usually see Ryan foul quite that hard. And he didn't seem to have a whole lot of remorse. I'm not sure there wasn't a little history going on there before he clobbered him.
1:45 to go, third quarter. Streaks have been outscored 11-4 here in the third quarter, and a 6-point halftime deficit, which seemed manageable then, is getting awfully tough here in the approaching the fourth quarter with Beasley right down low laying it up and in.
No-look pass on the assist that time as well from Brown. That was a pretty play for the Rocks, but not so pretty from the Streak standpoint. Down 15.
Biggest deficit of the game. Down low, Carl gets bumped right. Now dishes it off. Low blocks. Gibson puts it up and in. And another quick timeout called by Mike Reynolds. Just a 30-second timeout with the Streaks down 13 with a minute 17 to go here in the third quarter.
Gibson has the only two baskets of this second half so far for the Streaks. A little short pull-up jumper in the lane. We subsequently called timeout right after that. Then we win another 3 minutes or so here before Gibson makes a little toss 5 feet from the baseline, and we go with the timeout. So no more baskets than we're making. We may have plenty of timeouts by the end of the game here.
The Streaks were down 10 at the last timeout, and they've lost ground since then, now down 13. So Coach Mike Reynolds trying to get his team to regroup here for the final minute 17 of the third quarter. Going to have Diggins in the backcourt waiting for the Rocks as he'll put a little token pressure on the ball. Ross, Carl, Gibson, and Butler still on the floor for the Silver Streaks. And it looks like, well, now McCauley will sit down for the final minute 17 of the third quarter, probably, with James Jones in for Tom Siegel replacing him. Jacoby Julian back in as well, along with Carr, Beasley, and Brown. Right side, this is Carr with it. Almost lost it. Trevon chases him down and fouls it. That's three on Diggins. Five team fouls on the Streaks with a minute four to go, third quarter.
And the Rocks just a couple of fouls away from towing the line in that bonus again. And again, as long as we're putting McCauley there, we're fine. But in the first half, we started putting the wrong players there, and I'm afraid that'll happen here in the fourth quarter, too.
Well, McCauley's not even out there right now, so he's getting a breather here at the end of the third. Carr traveled with it. Nice pass in from the right side. His momentum took him forward, and then he tried to pass the ball away, and then I don't know if he hung on to it or if he just couldn't release it, but he ended up hopping with his pivot foot. And the Streaks get a chance now down 13 to try to crawl a little closer, get this deficit down toward the end of the third quarter.
A little five-point run here before the end of the quarter.
Ross for three. In and out. Rebound. Batted around. Knocked out of bounds by Gibson back to Rock Island.
Well, that was the shot we needed, and we almost got. But
tough break.
Would not fall.
Just circled around the rim and dropped out. Streaks battling on it for the rebound. Couldn't handle it. Now the Rocks with it back just very quickly offensively with 32 seconds to go third quarter. Carr into the front court to Julian on the right side. Now Carr with it back, driving, throws it right at Ryan Carl. It deflects off him to Diggins, driving down the lane and a reach. Oh, an offensive foul called on Diggins.
Official okay. Joe Thompson very adamant about that call, said they flung that arm out there. In fact, Joe did it twice to indicate what Trevon had done. Four fouls on Diggins, who pulled his shirt over his mouth so he wouldn't say anything, I think.
Nine turnovers on the Silver Streaks. Negates the Rock Island turnover. So Streaks have two opportunities here to get some quick points and would have gotten that five-point run that you were looking at, Jim. But now Rock Island with it down the lane. Beasley misses the shot, doing a nice job avoiding contact, but then gets an offensive rebound, the putback, and the foul. So even though he avoided the charge, Streaks actually help him out by giving him a chance at a three-point play, and they put Rock Island in the bonus for the rest of the game now.
Well, with McCauley on the bench, you would like to have made that little move here and yep. made it a game by the end of the third quarter. Instead, it's gone the other way.
And now three personal fouls on Aslan Butler, who gets the rebound after the missed free throw. So they haven't shot well from the free throw line. Streaks hoist one at the end of three, but that's nowhere near. And after three, Streaks now down 43-28. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Bob O'Connor for WGIL. There's a comedy night in Alexis at the Fieldhouse on Saturday, February 18th, featuring Chris Schlichting, winner of the Iowa Last Comic Standing and of the Peoria Comedy Competition. Free will donations will be accepted. Get more information at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
For new cabinets, call 555-1212. For new flooring, press 12. For appliances, please hang up and call 555-555.
Remodeling can be very difficult, especially when you have to work with so many people. One for this, one for that, one for the other. Well, you can make things a whole lot easier. When remodeling your kitchen or bath, call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. You'll deal with just one person, your own personal remodeling consultant, from floor to ceiling.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The Galesburg girls basketball team will begin regional play Tuesday night when they battle Geneseo at the Rock Island Regional. Join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for the broadcast at 7:10 Tuesday here on WGIL.
We're underway. Silver Streaks with the ball down 15, 43-28. The first place Rocks lead the Silver Streaks. Thompson cutting into traffic. Left corner, Gibson hits an 18-footer. All the offense coming from Grant Gibson here in the second half. There hasn't been much of it. He has six here in the second half, 11 for the game, and the Streaks are down 13. They need to put together a massive run here, one of their best runs of the season, if they can get it done here. Pressure on the outside. Babers dribbles out of it. Aslan Butler playing with three fouls here. Will guard him on the outside. Babers drives past him, dumps it off through the hands of Rashawn Brown, who loses it out of bounds. Kind of a hard pass, a little bit high, kind of went off his shoulder a little bit. So the Rocks help out the Silver Streaks here with a chance to cut a little closer. Down 13, a minute into the fourth quarter.
Streaks just 2 of 12 in that third quarter. Rock Island was 7 of 11 to stretch the lead.
Bad pass by Kendall Thompson, nearly stolen away. Jacoby Julian going for the steal, collides with Mike Reynolds. Everybody's all right over there. Streaks will hang on to it here. 7 for 11, you say?
Yep.
Yep, that's what I had, too. Hey, we match. Here's Grant a three by Gibson. That won't go down. Nice job by Kendall Thompson to come in from the weak side. to get underneath and tie up Rashawn Brown, but on the alternating possession, Rock Island hangs on to it.
Again, Grant Gibson shooting from the perimeter much more tonight than we have seen him previously, and I think a good move by the team to show a little different wrinkle here tonight. You know, Ryan Carl came out, shot one from the distance early, and trying to get more guys involved in that perimeter game. And, of course, Grant's going to have to. He's got a lot of streaks games to play yet in his career, and he's still going to be undersized in the post most of the time, so he needs to develop that outside shot.
Streaks were 0 for 6 from behind the arc in the third quarter after going 6 of 14 in the first half. From the right side, driving in, and an offensive foul called as Markel Beasley drives in from the right baseline. Ryan Carl there waiting for the charge, and some raspberries from the Gillsburg crowd as a foul goes their way for once. That's only the third team foul on Rock Island here in the second half, as opposed to 7 for the Silver Streaks. And the 14th Rock Island turnover. 43-30 is the Rocks lead. Thompson into the front court. Ryan Carl gives to Aslan Butler, driving in from the left side. Too strong. Gibson with a putback. And Gibson with 13 now. A tough shooting night for Aslan Butler, but a good one for Grant Gibson after a slow start. Now a foul called on Lamont Ross. A little push on Jacoby Julian. That'll put him at the line for a 1-1 here with 6:02 to go in the game.
Well, Gibson still has all our field goals here in this second half. And, you know, you're talking about the field goal free throw thing and the fans, you know, wanting to get a call, and that's kind of been our story. You know, we had one more field goal than Eisenhower did when we lost last weekend. We had one more field goal than Quincy did in that game, but they're just killing us at the free throw line, and that's not all because of officials favoring the other teams, but no. It's just that we're playing from behind so often, and we do tend to foul more, and that's where we're losing a lot of games right now.
In fact, I was looking at the numbers as Julian makes one of two. Ryan Carl rebounds the second miss. I was looking at the team free throw shooting numbers just earlier today and how many more attempts the Streaks opponents have had at the free throw line. We'll show you those numbers after the Streak do something here. Here's Lamont Ross for three. That's off the front of the rim. Good box out by Markel Beasley for his fifth rebound of the game. Into the front court, Beasley brings it. Now onto the outside, Babers for three. Won't go. Weak side rebound, Grant Gibson. So the Streak still within a dozen here, but 5.5 minutes to go in the game now. Again, still looking for that big offensive run to get back into this one. Ross with it on the outside. Now Kendall Thompson with it. To the top of the circle, Grant Gibson. Looks back door to Aslan Butler. Good pass, and they're going to say it's off his hands. I think Denzel McCauley reached in and got a finger on it to deflect the direction of the pass, and then it went off Aslan. Talking about those free throw numbers, the opponents have shot 130 more free throw attempts in the Silver Streaks this season.
And it builds every game we play.
Yep. It's certainly been prevalent here, I would say, within the last 4 weeks. 5 minutes to go in the game. The Rocks with the ball and a 12-point lead. Siegel back into the game, along with Richardson. In fact, Babers, the only non-starter on the floor for Rock Island right now. Trey Babers, a 5'8 junior, and Trey Siegel, although they spell their first names differently. This is T-R-A-E Babers for three. That one's a little bit long. The weak side rebound to Richardson. Double team gets it under McCauley. Carl got away with a push. They dish it out to Siegel, who hits a three.
Siegel hit that right in front of his dad, Coach Tom Siegel, over there on the Rock Island bench. Let fly and a high arching shot.
15-point lead, matching the Rocks' biggest of the night, under 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Aslan Butler, left corner for three. That's a little bit off. The weak side rebound to Denzel McCauley. I believe he's only got 3 rebounds tonight.
Wow. That does seem surprising.
Averages 8 a game. Now here's a travel called on Trey Siegel. And he's pretty beside himself at that one, and I'm not sure I blame him.
McCauley's got as many turnovers as rebounds.
Yeah, well, that's right, yeah. Those all came early in the game.
But he's had a few points, so he's proven valuable, and I think he's had several block shots as well.
Kendall Thompson, Ryan Carl, now Lamont Ross between the circles. Backs up, gets it over to Carl. Now right side, Kendall Thompson. We just passed the midpoint of the fourth quarter with the Streaks down 15. Bounce pass, Grant Gibson at the high post. To back off in defensively, gives off to Ross. Left side over to Butler. Just off the elbow, now between the circles to Lamont. Dribbles right, circles around, fakes left, into Grant Gibson. He draws the defense now into Ryan Carl. Drives down the right side of the lane, draws a foul. He'll get a couple of free throws here. Only the fourth team foul on Rock Island. I believe this one will be against McCauley. And that is just his first of the game.
And I look at McCauley and remind myself of what he did last year in that postseason, fighting off the big boys for Peoria Central in that terrific sectional final game at Bradley University as Carl hits the first free throw. Then on championship day at the state tournament, came up big, even when Chason Randall had fouled out of one of those games. And
he and Royce Muscovelli carried that team in that title
really
game at the end.
Really did.
Second free throw by Carl, good as well. He's 3-for-4 from the line, gets his percentage back up to 75. At the line, streaks down 13, 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Good anticipation by Gibson for the steal and the layup at the other end.
Good concentration at the end to finish that by Gibson with some pressure coming at him right across the lane.
Streaks within 11. Gibson with 15 in the game now. And here's good anticipation by Aslan Butler for the steal. He'll go with the run out and a foul by Trey Babers. And they're going to put Aslan at the line for two. Aslan, I think if he'd taken a more direct route to the basket, he could have gone ahead and beaten Babers there and gotten the layup. Instead, Aslan at 1-for-4 from the free throw line is going to get a couple of free throws here. And Tom Siegel doesn't like what he's seen with two consecutive back-to-back bad turnovers, and he calls a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, they're still up by 11, but he wants it to stay that way. And he's going to remind them not to throw soft, lazy passes just because they're ahead here. 3:11 to go. They're still in good shape, but streaks with some momentum. You really saw some fire from Butler and Gibson that time as they went to the streaks huddle.
Aslan Butler tonight, 1-for-8 from the field and 1-for-4 from the free throw line. So it's been a tough night for him offensively. Looking at some Western Big Six scores, still no update from Moline, where Quincy led at last word 32-28. And Alleman led at halftime over United Township 29-21. No update from there either. Okay, so Butler to the line with 4 points tonight. Getting a couple free throws here. Streaks need him. Down 11 with the clock stopped. 3:11 to go in the game. Again, it's pink out night here at John Thiel Gymnasium. First Streaks home conference game since December. Aslan's first free throw is good.
You know, you mentioned the uniforms earlier. They really are sharp.
Yeah.
With the pink numbers with black trim and the sleeveless look. Yeah, they're. And then they've actually got the pink with the black accents down along the side on the shorts, too. They're a good look.
And the pink trim on the socks as well.
I'm not suggesting we change our school colors to pink, but it looks good for the night.
Cheerleaders with the bright pink and silver pom-pons. And now here's another Rock Island turnover. A horrible pass by C.J. Carr overthrowing Brian Richardson. Three straight bad Rock Island turnovers. Streaks down 10, can now crawl a little closer.
Worst part for Carr, he was right in front of Coach Siegel when he did that, and he looked around. Siegel just got his hands. I go, what was that all about?
I just glanced down at Tom, and I caught him just as he was shooting a glance up at the clock, because at the rate this one's going, you know. And now the Rocks stop the clock again with another foul. That's their sixth foul, second foul against Denzel McCauley. So free throws will come for the Silver Streaks with any future Rock Island fouls the rest of the way. Gibson right side over to Ross on the wing. Dumps it into Carl. Turnaround shot from the baseline. Missed it. And a rebound to the Rocks. Ryan Richardson with his fifth board of the game. Streaks could have used that one down 10 here with 2.5 minutes to go in the game.
Still only 5 field goals for Galesburg in the second half. Hard to come back when you're not putting it in the can any more often than that.
And only one guy has made them.
Yeah.
That's Grant Gibson, who has 10 for the half and 15 for the game. He leads the Streaks in scoring tonight. Now the Rocks are going to pull it out. They go for the pass, or they go for the steal and the foul. And Grant Gibson comes out from the low blocks to come out for the steal. And Coach Mike Reynolds, just 2 seconds before that, had pointed up at the clock, and he put one finger up in the air. And that's right when Grant came out and fouled. And Mike looked at him and said, Grant, were you listening? So they didn't want the foul and stopping the clock. Or they didn't want to foul C.J. Carr. 9 team fouls on the Streaks, a 1-1, and Carr makes the first. He has 6 for the game now.
The little guy's got a lot longer launch to the basket than McCauley does up there, but looks like he spent plenty of time practicing. That first free throw was textbook.
Just a sophomore. Streaks are going to see a lot of him and Trey Siegel over the years. The Rocks will see a lot of Grant Gibson.
Yep. They're seeing a lot of him tonight.
12-point Rock Island lead after the two made free throws. 2 minutes to go in the game. Ross in from the right side. Dishes it into the left corner. Butler for three. Short. Rebound on the run. Carr. Here come the Rocks on the run out. Lobs it underneath and the overthrow. Rashawn Braun out of bounds. Well, they're going to give it back to Rock Island.
Now they chalk down a turnover on that one.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see our guards be able to finish more. That Lamont, instead of kicking that out for a three, just get it up there.
Yep. Get to the foul line, if nothing else. Minute 40 to go in the game. Streaks down 15. And it's a final from Wharton Fieldhouse. Quincy beats Moline 44-37. No real surprise there.
No. Again, with Moline without the leading scorer, Lindauer, and Wages probably playing at 50% or so.
Sounds like it, yep. And a little bit of a comeback by United Township in the third quarter, but they still trail Alleman 37-32 heading into the fourth quarter. So right now, Quincy alone in second place in the Western Big Six. They'll be tied with either the Panthers or the Pioneers. Right now, the Pioneers lead by five going into the fourth, as Brian Richardson makes the first free throw, putting the Rocks up here 50-37. It looks like the Rocks will stay in sole possession to first place in the conference to go to 6-2. Another high arching free throw by Richardson is good, 51-37.
Well, shoots that ball straight up in the air. Good result. Next week we got United Township here, and I suppose they'll all be healthy by the time they get around to next Friday.
They've had their fair share of problems. Graham got away with the travel there.
Didn't he, though?
Now Carl misses the three-pointer, and Aslan fouls hard. Oh, they're going to call a tie. They're going to call an alternating possession on that. Aslan, after the miss on the offensive rebound, went hard over the back of Rashawn Braun, and he tied him up. And they're going to call it a jump ball and alternating possession back to the Silver Streaks. The Streaks got two breaks on the possession. On the inbound to the outside, Diggins. Left side over to Lamont Ross. He's going to step back for three off the front of the rim. Trevon goes back for the rebound. Turn around. He comes up short on the putback. Gets another rebound opportunity, and that shot's off the glass, and he's fouled.
Let's see. We've attempted 24 shots this half.
Wow.
Made five. And again, all five from Grant Gibson.
So Diggins will go to the line where he is at 40% for the season, 6 out of 15. Minute 5 to go in the game here. Streaks down 14. They're off tomorrow, as Jim mentioned. United Township comes to town as Diggins misses the first free throw. And then Ridgewood next Saturday night, a team the Silver Streaks played in football for a couple of years. A team from the western suburbs comes down here for basketball. Mm-hmm. We'll see them next Saturday.
Go to O'Hare Airport and turn right. You're at Ridgewood.
Diggins misses both. Streaks have not shot well from the free throw line tonight. But that hasn't been the most of their problems. With a minute to go, down 14. 51-37. Streaks going for a steal here. Diggins and Butler trying to go for it. And they tie up the C.J. Carr, who was as active as he could be, trying to keep the ball away from either one of them, tying him up.
Yeah, he's feisty.
Fourth foul on Aslan Butler. Carr will go back to the line shooting two here. Like a little blur down there, wasn't he? Whipping that ball around.
Uh-huh.
52 seconds to go on Sweetheart Swirl weekend. Pink out, spoiled here tonight. And the Rocks, who have not lost at John Thiel Gymnasium since November of 2007, will keep the winning streak going here. Sophomores lost tonight, 60-50. Here the varsity leads by 16 as he makes both. Carr with 5-7-9 in the game now. Jacoby Julian in. And Coach Tom Siegel probably start to pull some of the starters out little by little here with under a minute to go in the game. Ross into the front court. Left side over to Butler. Long three off the front of the rim. Rebound up into the air. Trevon batted it up there. Gets it back. He's going to shoot the three, and it rolls off. Rebound. Battled for on the floor. Gibson gets it. A tie-up called, and the Rocks are going to get it back on the alternating possession. How about Trevon shooting the three, huh?
Yeah. Well, at this point, just whoever gets it launches it.
That's
up.
Right.
Aslan has sure lost his touch here in the second half.
Made one field goal the whole game. One for 11. And two for six from the free throw line. Nearly turning it over on the inbounds. Now Rock Island does turn it over. How about 20 turnovers for the Rocks? I've only got the streaks for nine.
Yeah.
Now, if you'd have told me coming into the game, 20 turnovers for the Rocks and nine for the streaks, I'd have been sure that they'd have pulled off the upset based on those numbers.
Instead, we're down
16.
Wow. 27 to play, and Chad launches a three.
That one's short. Rebound. Skied for. Gibson had a handle on it. Now a tie-up call or a foul. They're going to call a foul on Jacoby Julian, I think. Now they're going to call it on Gibson, apparently, because everybody's walking the opposite direction. So Grant draws his... Oh, sorry, they called that on Butler. So he fouls out of the game. Probably a lot of frustration on Aslan's part tonight. Just never could get it going.
And really, nobody outside of Lamont Ross who hit three of three three-pointers. And then, of course, Gibson in this half.
Right.
Nobody really has got it going tonight. I mean, we're better than we were up there when we scored 22. But when we hit five of our first 11 in the first half, who were all three-pointers in the first quarter, actually, you're thinking, all right, here we go. But since that time, any baskets have been pretty tough to come by.
Richardson makes the first free throw. The Streaks do not have a three-point basket made in the second half.
Nope.
6 for 14 at halftime. 0 for 14 in the second half. With 22 seconds to go in the game. Biggest lead of the game for Rock Island here at 17, 54-37. We're back and forth in the first quarter. Alternating between the two teams, taking a lead, then the other one taking it right back. Didn't last long. Rock Island took a 7-6 lead, and they've led the rest of the way since. Now 18, 55-37, 22 seconds to play. Zach Wilkie into the game for the Streaks. Inbounds it to Lamont Ross, who brings it across midcourt. Driving in from the right side with one hand, forces it up, missed it. Julian with a rebound. And knocking it out of bounds at the Streaks. Rock Island will hang on to it with 11.5 to go.
Just about everybody putting the jackets on at this point. Ready to head out into the cold night after a cold shooting second half by Galesburg.
Rocks will bring it across midcourt, and the Streaks are not going to foul. That's the ball game, 55-37. The Rocks go to 12-10 on the season and 6-2, still alone in first place in the Western Big Six. Streaks dropped to 9-18 and 0-8 in the conference. Galesburg has now lost 10 of its last 11. 55-37, Rocks win it. Postgame show's coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Thorne's Pets and Supply, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your bet. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Grady Insurance for more information today to start saving.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast is partly cloudy, windy, and bitterly cold with a low of 8 tonight. Wind gusts around 35 miles per hour. Wind chill readings negative 2 to negative 12 after midnight. Tomorrow, sunny and blustery with a high of 22. Tomorrow night, clear and cold with a low of 8. Sunday, we got some sunshine and a high of 29 coming to us. Sunday night, partly cloudy and not as cold with a low of 19. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 22 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks fall for the eighth time in eight games in the Western Big Six and dropped to 9-18 overall on the season after a 55-37 loss to the first place, Rock Island Rocks. Jim, I think coming into the game, I think what we saw tonight is probably what we would have expected, but still you feel like the Streaks had some opportunities in this game to really make a go of it here tonight, but gosh darn it, those shooting troubles that they've had have really came back to bite them tonight.
Yeah, you know, I would have guessed coming into this that Rock Island would probably be about a 15-point favorite, and that's pretty close to the way the game ended, although yep. It was a far cry from that in the first half when the Silver Streaks played pretty well, and we were encouraged that if they shored up a couple of things, they might be able to sneak out of here with one in the second half. But it became apparent pretty early in that third quarter that things weren't going to go our way tonight. Rock Island came out with a lot of energy, attacked the basket, got some shots down, and we just couldn't find anything offensively and good to talk about in that entire second half to speak of.
No.
And fall 55-37.
So we take a look at the final team numbers, first of all?
All right. Rock Island has a very efficient night from the field. They were 18 of 33 for 54%, including a fourth quarter where they only had to shoot three times. They didn't have to do that. They were one out of three. But I think word is out that to beat Galesburg, get a lead on them, and they'll foul you and just beat them at the free throw line, and that's what part of what Rock Island did. Now, they did have five more field goals than we did, too, because we just could not toss it in the ocean in that second half after 38%. Not bad. First half, 8 of 21. But a bunch of those were threes. In the second half, we couldn't get a three and only went 5 of 28 from the field, third and fourth quarter combined. So, for the game, a 13 out of 49, a pretty miserable 26% shooting percentage. Rebounds, we both tallied 35 for Rock Island. I was showing 23 for Galesburg.
Okay, I had 22. That'll work.
Okay, so a pretty dominant edge, as you would expect when you play the Rocks, that they're probably going to win the glass. And, you know, the really odd stat was certainly that turnover margin. The Silver Streaks with a pretty good night, all things considered, ball handling, with just 9 turnovers, while Rock Island was pretty sloppy. They had 20 on the evening, but outside of McCauley having a few there in the first quarter especially that kind of kept us rolling when we were hitting some shots, even the turnovers they had in the second half didn't really matter.
Nope.
they could turn it over as much as they want because we just weren't able to score on the other end. So
well, they had eight turnovers in the fourth quarter alone.
Yeah.
Right?
I was just glancing back at our stats from the first meeting, and back on December the 16th, we shot 19%, 9 of 46, and tonight 26%. So I'm glad we're done with Rock Island for the year. That's just not a good matchup for the Silver Streaks.
Well, you mentioned 5 of 28 in the second half. They were 0 for 14 from three-point range. So even you take those away, 5 of 14 in two-point basket attempts is not lighting it up either. So it wasn't a shot selection thing, because even when they were getting off some two-point baskets, they weren't knocking those down either.
Yeah, well, we just got next to no points in the paint tonight because a lot of it, the intimidation not only of Denzel McCauley, but I think, you know, Rashawn Brown in there, a leaper at 6'3", and a couple other guys that just made it difficult for us to get shots off. So that gets in your head after you have a few blocks, and it becomes really difficult, and then you become strictly a perimeter team. And in the second half, obviously, that shot wasn't there for us. So
we'll wrap up the rest of the statistics here in just a moment. Coach Mike Reynolds is joining us now, so we'll turn things over to Jim and find out what the coach has to say about this one tonight. Streaks fall 55-37. Let's turn things over to Jim.
All right, well, Coach, what we thought was a pretty good first half. I mean, certainly we shot the ball well from three-point land, and we were talking with Steve Cheeseman. We thought if we fine-tuned a few things and maybe got ourselves to the line, maybe we could get this thing going in the second half, but it just didn't happen.
Well, they're really aggressive. They're really aggressive, and I think for a little period there in the third quarter, they out-toughed us on a few things, and you know, to their credit, there, you know, their two senior post players were tough and really tough in there, and they exploited us a little bit inside and on the glass, and I think if you take those 3-4 minutes away, you know, we've got a shot, and against them, you know, we're not a team that can come back real well because they, you know, they had some issues turning it over, but normally they throw it out of bounds or 10 rows up in the bleacher so you can't get a run out. But we got a couple there. You know, I liked our guys' effort. I thought we got out tough for about 3-4 minutes in the game. You know, we'll go back to work and try to correct some of that stuff.
Well, and they really do force us to be a perimeter three-point shooting team, because it just seems like Grant got a few things in there. But by and large, we just can't get any easy baskets against them.
Well, they're different than Rocky of old. They don't get out and you know, give you some opportunities to get some easy shots. They buckle down and guard you like crazy and funnel you into McCauley and Beasley and even Richardson had some nice plays defensively. So those three guys are tough guys around the rim, and we weren't able to you know, finish around the hoop.
You know, the third quarter, I think our only couple of baskets came from Grant Gibson. After each one, you would take a timeout, and I guess the thinking there, just you got a little something positive happening and trying to develop on that, but it just didn't seem to materialize tonight.
Well, we were calling defensive timeouts, really. You know, we were trying to shore that weak side up, and you know, they throttled us when we went back man, and we tried to play zone, and you know, they had a couple decent designs there, and some things that we practiced that, you know, that toughness comes into play on the weak side. Some things that Blue Island got us against us last week, and we thought we shored some of those up, and we did for times, but when it counted in that stretch in the third quarter, we weren't able to get it done.
Early on in the game, we saw a little different look. You started Ryan Carl, and both he and Grant Gibson were shooting perimeter shots, not normally what we see from the offense. Obviously a planned thing, and it worked for a while.
Ryan deserves to play more, to be real honest. I mean, for a guy that had high expectations this season, he's came to work every day, and to be real honest, I think he's played really well here in the last four games. He's the light bulbs went off, and this is the Ryan we thought we were going to have all year, and I'm glad it did, because I'm looking forward to, you know, we're having another 30-some games with him here, and I think he's going to be a really good player in our league. You know, I think he is right now, and I think even by next year he'll be a guy that you know, every post game we should be talking about.
Looking down the road in the career of Grant Gibson, is it the thought that for him to really be the player that you want him to be? You love his hard work inside, but sometimes he doesn't get rewarded, that getting out on the perimeter a little more can help him?
Certainly he's going to be a perimeter player, you know, much like Chad Thompson was at times, maybe a stretch four in certain sets. And you know, that'll depend on, you know, how much better not only he gets offensively and defensively, but how better the guys get around him. You know, we've got to put our, you know, I'm a believer in putting your five best out there, and then you figure out how to work around that. So he's certainly probably going to be one of our five best unless something crazy happens. So, you know, he'll fit into the puzzle somewhere. He's a round hole that can fit into a lot of different places. So he's going to be a good player, and I would project him on the perimeter a little more than he's seen this year.
All right, Coach, thanks for stopping by as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks, always good to join us during the postgame, regardless of the outcome, which does not go the Silver Streaks' direction tonight. 55-37, the Rocks win it and stay in alone in first place in the Western Big Six. Take a break here on the postgame show. We'll continue looking at the rest of our stats when we come back. Still to come, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. The Rocks win at 55-37. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove's Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Rock Island beats the Silver Streaks tonight 55-37. The Rocks are 6-2 in the Western Big Six, a game ahead of Quincy and Holloman. The team with a long losing streak in the Western Big Six is now tied for second place with two games to play here in the conference at the end of the season. Holloman beats United Township 62-55, and Quincy knocks off Moline 44-37. So Moline and UT tied for fourth place in the conference now with the Panthers coming down here next Friday night. Take a look at the rest of the team statistics. Rock Island finished 4 of 6 from three-point range. The Silver Streaks 6 of 28. Galesburg only 5 of 12 from the free throw line tonight. The Rocks were 15 of 23 and 9 of 10 there in the fourth quarter when they accounted for all but three of their points from the free throw line. Leading the way for the Rocks, Brian Richardson and Denzel McCauley, each with 15. C.J. Carr had 9. Marquell Beasley with 8. Trey Siegel finished with 5. James Jones with 2. Jacoby Julian with 1. Trey Babers and Rashawn Brown did not score for the Rocks. For the Silver Streaks, Grant Gibson shares scoring honors for the game with Richardson and McCauley as Gibson scored 15 tonight. Lamont Ross had 9, all in the first half. Ryan Carl had 6. Aslan Butler with 5. Kendall Thompson finished with 2 tonight. Zach Wilkie got into the game very late. Austin Garnett, Chad Johnson, Trevon Diggins all did not score for the Silver Streaks, who fall tonight 55-37. They are now 9-18 in the season. They have lost 10 of their last 11 and 0-8 in the Western Big Six. Take one final timeout. We'll give you the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on the postgame show on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
A fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. Tune in for the Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks happy to be back home for the first home conference game since early December, but results don't pay off as they lose by 18, 55-37. In fact, their biggest deficit of the game was the final score. Our final order of business, Jim, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Pretty easy candidate here tonight.
Yeah, because without this guy, we wouldn't have had a field goal the entire second half. With a credit to Lamont Ross for hitting a trio of threes in the first half. Other than that, he was the only viable candidate I could think of, but we got to go with Grant Gibson tonight. He stuck with it. His hard work and prowess around the basket paid off with our only field goals, five of them in the second half, tossed in a few free throws from some other folks, but Grant was he was all we had there in that second half.
So Grant finishes with 15, coming off last Saturday night when he matched his career high with 18. So a couple of good games back-to-back offensively for Grant, but needs more help in order to get the Silver Streaks their first conference win of the season. They're still looking for it. Maybe it'll come next Friday night. The United
Pretty
Township
tough, though.
Panthers, yep, they'll be the opponent.
You know, they like Rock Island. Well, like last year, we went 6-4 in the conference. We lost 2 to Rocky. We lost 2 to East Moline. And then again this year, I'd say both of those teams are the teams we match up with the worst.
Right.
And especially if East Moline comes down here with a full quota of players, if Overton and McDowell's playing, we didn't see him the first time, and Tavian Johnson, if he's back playing, then we've really got our hands full with those guys too, even though they lost to Alleman tonight, but it'll be another tough matchup for us next Friday night.
So hopefully the kids can enjoy Sweetheart Swirl tomorrow. There is no boys basketball game tomorrow. The next girls basketball game is the regional up at Geneseo coming up on Tuesday night with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Good luck to Coach Evan Massey's Silver Streaks girls. They've got a tough, tough regional playing up there. And if they get, up at Rock Island. Mm-hmm. I said up at Geneseo. They play Geneseo at Rock Island. And if they get past that game, then they'll probably play the Rocks again for the regional title. So good luck to the Silver Streaks girls as they try to advance out of the regional next week. And then the boys back home next Friday night against UT and next Saturday against Ridgewood. For Jim Lee here at John Thiel Gymnasium, I'm Brad Benowitz. Again, the final score, Rock Island wins at 55-37. The sophomores lose 60-50. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.